to Bible Fellowship Church. Let's talk. Thank you for joining on this Friday. Susan and I have had the privilege to be in the Adirondack Mountains with Ryan and Rachel and Rhett and Reagan. And so we've had a great time just being with family. We've also enjoyed time on Word of Life Island. Word of Life owns a 40-acre island. I think it may be 48. Anyway, so Susan keeps saying to me, take it all in, take it all in. So I've been just sitting reflecting this morning about what the gospel has done in my life over these years. I remember going to the island, I think I was in the 7th or 8th grade. I remember carrying my suitcase all the way up Cardiac Hill and being scared to death, not knowing what cabin we're going to go to, who's going to be our counselor. I think it was probably the first time I was actually away from my parents for any length of time. And then just walking around with Ryan or with Rachel and Ryan and the kids on the island, just different places, thinking about what I was thinking, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and what the gospel has actually done in my life over all these years. You know, having the privilege to celebrate our anniversary up here, just ringing in my heart are these words out of Ephesians chapter 3. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Paul's prayer in Ephesians chapter 3. And just reflecting how the gospel has been the powerful force that has kept us, one in marriage, one in family, one in ministry. But not only kept us, it's also been what has sustained and fulfilled and given hope and given truth, given life, given courage. It's just been really, really neat. And so I was sitting down by the boat dock just last night, waiting for our turn to go back to the mainland, and remembering things that I was communicating with the Lord about, questions that I had, opportunities for ministry. At that point, even Susan and I were talking, God, is this the person that you want me to spend the rest of my life with? Is this the right one? How do I know all those things? And so just watching that all play out and now looking back on where I was sitting and the privilege to be where I am sitting now, knowing that it hasn't been anything of my own strength or my own abilities, my own consistency. It's been really the power of the gospel that as I look back, I can see that it is working, has worked, and is sustaining me. And so it's kind of fun to reflect backwards, but then also just to pause your own heart. And for me, encouragement to you too, what does it look like going forward? And I don't have any of those situations. I can't tell what that's going to look like. I don't know. But I know the one that will help me be able to navigate whatever is in front of me. And I don't want to be afraid, but I know there will be times that I'll be afraid and I'll come back to my Father and say, okay, listen, I need you to help me with my fear in this area of my life. Don't want to be overconfident either, saying, wow, man, I want to learn, continue to learn to trust him. Driving back to the airport, getting on the airplane, coming back home from the airport to Sebring, just reflecting on the power of my Heavenly Father through the gospel, through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, I have all these other things. And so what a cool opportunity for me just to be here with our kids, but also a time to reflect. And so I'd encourage you to maybe go back and pull out Ephesians chapter 3 and when you get to those words, and now to him who is able, pause and reflect and see where the gospel has and what the gospel has done and will continue to do in our lives going forward. And so we thank you for tuning in with us. Let's pray together. Jesus, I thank you for this new day, the opportunity to serve and follow you. So give us the strength to do that for your glory. Thank you for the time that you've given us with Ryan and Rachel and Rhett and Reagan. Lord, our lives have been blessed by that. And also for the time to reflect about what you have done and what you will do, because you are able. And so I thank you for that. We love you, Jesus. Your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.